Hey everyone, Aaron Rayner here, your host for Measure Matters. I just wanted to give you a quick apology for the intro audio at this episode. So we are not immune to audio glitches or hiccups, so we're better now, so don't worry. This will just be like a one-time deal, so enjoy this episode.
Welcome to Measure Matters, the podcast that brings you the latest insights in the world of metrology. I'm your host, Aaron Rayner, Director of Marketing at Mentzer. And today we've got John Rosenwald, Director of Sales at Mentzer, back on the show as we delve into the world of Mentzer's custom systems. Now, today's episode will showcase Mentzer's unparalleled expertise in tailoring precision solutions to meet the unique needs of our valued clients. Get ready to discover what sets Mentzer apart in the realm of customized measurement technologies.
You're listening to Measure Matters, a podcast by Mentzer.
All right. This is kind of like talking about your favorite child, custom systems.
I love custom systems because they're custom. You get them just the way you like it.
Well, give me a little overview and give our audience a little overview about what it means for Mentzer custom systems.
So custom system kind of takes two angles. Mm-hmm. There's a custom system, which is a system, maybe a controller, a vacuum pump, a compressor, kind of all racked up into a system.
Okay.
But we also have custom systems, I'll say modules, where if our 6050 doesn't quite cut it, maybe it needs to be a little higher volume, maybe it needs to be a little faster, maybe it needs an extra channel or two. Mm-hmm. We could take that same core technology in our standard products and customize a box for a customer. Okay. So you've got a custom system at a box level, mm-hmm. and you have a custom system at a rack level.
So are we talking about some of the accessories that you can modify the system with or no?
Yep. So within a custom system, most manufacturers will kind of do things in a modular way. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of Lego things together. I need a controller. I need a vacuum pump. I need a compressor. Each of them kind of work together. But those can also be sold independently. You already have a controller.
Oh.
You plugged it into your rack at the office, and now you say, hey, it'd be great to have a compressor. Now I can grab the compressor module out of custom systems and add that at a later time.
Very cool. So how long has Mentzer been doing custom systems?
About as long as Mentzer's been around.
Oh, okay. So
it's had some ups and downs.
Uh-huh.
As engineering's available, as customer demand permits. It's not a sideline for Mentzer, but it's not a core business area.
Right.
It's let's keep the customers with us because we can rack it up for them because they're not always experts in pressure. They're experts in making a sensor. They're experts in making a gauge, or they're experts in doing what they do best. Now they need a system to calibrate it or a system to do some functional tests. So they let us be the pressure experts. Put a system together for them.
So is that to say that sometimes you run into these situations where the customer doesn't even know that they need a custom system from Mentzer?
As a sales guy, I would say most of the time they don't know they need a custom system. they're probably just looking for a controller.
Right.
But when you start talking to them to say, oh, by the way, you're going to need this and this and this and this. Wouldn't it be nice if it fit in that little corner of your lab in a rack and you've got one plug and one pneumatic connection?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're knowing, now I need a custom system.
Okay, so then that kind of speaks to the expertise of the Mentzer team. We're able to come in, ascertain the entirety of the situation, the challenge, what have you, and provide that solution and say, you know what, you can get by on the 3050, sure, you'll get there. But what would make it really work and work well? Custom systems.
Exactly. Because there are some nuances in volumes, in how things are connected, maybe how to take advantage of the features on our machines already, mm-hmm. where a customer isn't really thinking through that, and they're making big investments, and how am I going to get this whole system together? When after a discussion or two, maybe a whiteboard session,
mm-hmm.
we can have a custom system mocked up for them with a 3D drawing and presented to them in some cases a couple of days.
So has there ever been a situation where you pitched the custom solution and the client, customer, whatever said, nah, we're just going to do it with this. And then later on down the road, they came back tail between their legs and said, John, you were right. We were wrong.
you're good looking, I am not attractive, you know, did they, have you ever had a situation like that?
Occasionally a customer starts doing the math and realizes that either a timeline or the dollars just didn't make sense to do it in-house.
Ah. Right?
They want their experts to be focusing on their stuff, not mm-hmm. designing a piece of test gear. So yeah, so they come back and we're humble. We have a big server. We can save drawings forever.
Mm-hmm.
We pull that drawing off, dust it off. Maybe put a new price on it because that's what, you know, helps us feel a little better about ourselves as salespeople.
The initial rejection.
The additional makes us helps us handle that. But ultimately, customers do come back and realize that, yeah, there really is something in the letting the pressure experts be pressure experts and we be sensor experts.
You know, I can't help but feel that that also adds to the credibility of Mentor that, you know, you never want to see something like that happen, and you never want anybody to feel badly about their poor decisions in life. But, hey, you know, poor decisions have consequences, obviously, and not partnering with Mentor has a consequence.
It can have its consequences. There are a lot of people that can assemble stuff.
Yes.
I can bolt together a car. Will it work? Absolutely not.
Stay away from my car.
Yes. But you get our crew in custom systems. It's a group of engineers, technicians that are all specialty, specialize in putting our equipment together with other pieces. That's the expertise you don't find everywhere.
Right.
And being able to bring that expertise to the table. Here's our controller. That's great. But now we can use our custom system manager's phrase. You want some fries to go along with that controller? And, you know, we were able to give them a complete solution that maybe they weren't thinking about,
mm-hmm.
but may help their timeline for product development or manufacturing line get it up and running faster than they maybe expected.
You got to stop talking about food. I haven't had lunch today. It's so
getting close to lunch. So right. We'll have to reschedule this at another
time. No. Just a few more questions since I got you here. So can you provide insights into the process of tailoring precision solutions within Mentor's custom systems, kind of showcasing the company's expertise in meeting unique customer needs?
Yeah, so ultimately our custom system manager who says he's not a sales guy is a sales guy, right?
You're talking about Richard, right?
I am talking about Richard, but he said not to mention his name, so don't say Richard.
Okay, we won't talk about Richard anymore, and we'll definitely not try to get him in here.
And we won't put his name on anything.
Okay, but we're talking about Richard, right?
Yeah, Richard.
Okay.
So if Richard gets a pen, I mean, if the custom system manager gets a pen, gets a whiteboard, you don't ask the customer, or you don't start with the customer and say, here's my catalog. You ask the customer, what are you building? And understanding what they build or what their application is and what they need to do, now you pull our portfolio of catalogs and custom system skill sets to build them what they need, not just a box that's going to sit in the corner that doesn't have utility. So there's a lot of interaction with the customer. It has to be two-way. Sometimes customers don't know how to answer a pressure question.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's having that ability to kind of pull those questions out and get them a product, a box or a rack and stack system that he will use today as well as in the future.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So then how does Mentor's experience in designing, testing, and assembling specialized pressure and temperature systems using Mentor and Weika equipment, obviously on the temperature side, along with other manufacturers' devices, differentiate?
You mean make it different?
Yes, words are hard. I'm having issues in 2024. I'm working on it, okay? So how do we differentiate
that word, right?
The company's custom systems offerings.
So I think it's that interaction. It's we don't force customers to say, you have to buy this scope, mm-hmm. or this accessory.
Okay.
We obviously love to sell our stuff. We love to bring our Weika cousin stuff into the mix to provide a total calibration bench or total solution. A lot of times a customer's got a scope, a DMM, or some other accessory that they need to incorporate. Bringing that to the table up front with that infamous whiteboard discussion.
Right.
Work with them on the communications and the electricals to kind of make it all work together. But that's what's part of, I think, Mentor's, I'll say, magic,
mm-hmm.
or differentiator. Is to allow us to not just say, well, if you don't buy our stuff, get out. It's like, well, we hope you use our stuff. That's great. But if you've got some other things, you need a pressure expert to come to the table, we'll be your pressure expert. Maybe system two down the road, we get to sell you some more of our content. But let us get in the door. Let's help you build the best pressure solution that you can.
Right.
And then from there, we'll let our experts, our engineers, our techs, impress you so much that you'll just want to come back and burn that old system that you bought from somebody else.
Perfect. So then, could you elaborate on how Mentor collaborates with customers to design and develop custom pressure systems, ensuring the solutions align with their specific requirements?
I kind of maybe weave that into our discussion a little bit already, but
sure.
The whiteboard, the Teams meeting, the sales guy gets the first meeting to say, mm-hmm. Oh, I want to buy something. Great. Now we know to punch out and bring our custom systems experts in.
Mm-hmm.
To actually engage in that discussion directly.
Not to mention any names, but people like Richard Harper.
Maybe Richard Harper. Okay. Yeah, we maybe bring him in. But that interaction with super smart technical people that understand applications, not just our box,
mm-hmm.
Impress a customer and also help pull those missing bits out of the customer that he's not thinking about when he's trying to design or spec out a system.
Okay. Man, so it's you're diving into like customer service almost.
Do you kind of find no, that's
you
a different
sure?
department.
Okay, so is because it seems like you're providing solutions.
We are providing solutions, and I tease we're all part of the sales team here at Mentor, because ultimately you mentioned customer service. They're going to have to tune it or calibrate it a little bit later. So that's good.
Okay, you don't want Steve Keithley walking in here saying, "Hey, John, stay in your lane."
Right. we all do work together, but I think. For our custom systems group specifically, mm-hmm. knowing when to bring those guys in. Once they get in front of customers, they are very helpful making the customer understand what they need. And that's the best start for any business relationship is starting with the customer's point of view, not just saying, here's my stuff.
Sure, right. Sure. So only because I kind of bring it up in this lateral way, what kind of support can a customer expect whenever they purchase a solution with custom systems?
So ideally, you wouldn't need any support,
mm-hmm.
right? You'd come out of the chute, you're so well in tune with the specification of the system, you come up, you know how it works right out of the box. But just like any of our other products, Richard or his crew are available for installation support. Maybe aftermarket, once it's delivered, mm-hmm. how is this thing working? If you're using our controllers, our customer service department set up to answer, how do I use the leak test function on our controller?
Mm-hmm.
So, and internationally, we've got local service centers internationally that you can contact them. If they don't know the answer, they come back to the factory and we get the right folks on the phone to make sure that we're supporting the system once it's landed.
Oh, nice. So kind of checking the pulse of the client based off of once they, put it into service.
Yeah, it's not a shoot and forget kind of scenario. Mm-hmm. It's interactive because, a happy customer is going to buy another one.
That right? Richard guy sounds like a pretty swell guy.
Do not mention his name.
Okay.
Richard does not like it when you mention his name.
Well, I'm going to make a note. Don't talk about Richard.
Perfect.
Got it.
Well, so I'll be right.
So what steps does Mentor take to engage with customers to initiate a design? So like, let's go back to the very, very beginning. Is that, again, the whiteboard phase? Or do they just kind of describe an issue or describe a challenge that you kind of, the salesperson has to concept in their head?
Well, I think the first thing we do is we work with our marketing department, which we love, to make sure folks know that we have this service available, right? not everybody knows that they can get a custom system. So mm-hmm. we're pushing real hard to get that information out there. But once they know, generally a customer starts with, hey, I need to calibrate something. Or I've got this manufacturing line and I've got to push all of these sensors through. So it's starting with, what do you really want to do?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our sensor customers are good examples. They have a pressure oven or a temperature control chamber that has to interact with the pressure controller. So it's really that whiteboard discussion of, what do you want to do? Because that helps sets the requirements, pick the right equipment.
Right.
Also helps them set the budget and then ultimately set the timeline for delivery, all with that open discussion up front.
So this whole conversation just kind of came around full circle. And I love that because, to your point, being the best in class experts in pressure, we can kind of, you know, see that challenge and have a solution for it right out of the gate.
Right. And we've got a wide variety of customers, so we've probably touched most applications that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for those new ones. But we bring some expertise to a customer with a broad view to help them get an efficient solution for their project.
So in terms of reach for custom systems, you know, are we national, are we international, are we regional?
We are not going into space by any means. So, but we are international for sure.
Okay.
Again, the process is the same. Internationally, we generally have a local salesperson from that country interacting with Richard and the customer. Sometimes there is a language barrier, literally. But it's the same interaction. What do they need to do? Let's get the whiteboard, let's get the pictures in front of them, and let's help them design something specific for their need.
I'm going to ignore the fact that you killed my dream again by saying that we can't take custom systems to space. It was bad enough we couldn't take the controller. Now we can't take custom systems.
They don't have a freight service that I'm aware of.
Well, there's got to be like a bundled pricing for the seating. So because you're going to take the pressure controller in your carry-on, and then that one guy that we're not going to mention, Richard, can bring a custom system with him, and you guys can go together.
Well, if it's two bags for the price of one, we'll see what we can do. But, generally, I want to put Richard in front of the custom system, so I'll send him up to space with that. He does a much better job than any of us.
Perfect.
Man, it's always exciting when we can talk about Mentor's custom systems. John, I really appreciate you coming in.
I love selling stuff. It was a good time.
Hey, you can check us out at info.mentor.com/podcast and check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Don't forget LinkedIn. Thanks a lot.
Subscribe to Measure Matters for the most up-to-date information on all things metrology.